This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Nahikian, MARYNAHIKIAN. Date of birth 05/24/1934. Date of appointment 5/30/2025. Requesting physician Hiromi Mahon, HIROMIMAHON, MD. Dear Dr. Mahon, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Nahikian today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 90-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a spell and she fell down. She slipped at the church. She has a hard time recalling the event. She hit head on the right occipital region. No loss of consciousness, no dizziness. She was on the floor and the door is shutting on her head. Memory is not good. She forget easily, difficulty remembering the thing. She lives at a senior living at Glen Eddy, GLENNEDDY. She lost the way while driving. She takes care of herself. She pays her bills. She does some cooking. Never left the stove on. CT of the head done, which shows right temporal encephalomalacia. CT of the C spine done in 2024 with a normal limit. Sometimes she wanders at night. She is off balance. Past medical history. Hypertension. Depression, GERD, restless leg syndrome, past surgical history, appendectomy, hysterectomy, allergy to aspirin, medications, amlodipine, aspirin 81 milligram, calcium carbonate, carboxymethyl cellulose, ophthalmic solution, cholecalciferol, citalopram, cyanocobalamin, omeprazole, pramipexole, preservision, arates oral, triamcinolone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widow, lives alone in a senior apartment, does not have any children. Family history, mother deceased with a stroke, father deceased, heart attack. Two sister, one living with dementia, other is deceased with cancer. Two brothers, one with dementia, one with heart attack. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, confusion, memory loss, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, there is no jaundice, cyanosis but edema of the lower extremities present. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the minimum mental status examination and she scored 29 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/4/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed. Decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic. Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 90-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, mild late onset Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, old stroke in the right temporal region. Number 3, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, history of fall. Number 6, headache. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the Aricept 5 mg PO daily. Her CT of the head is negative for any new finding, but it shows right temporal encephalomalacia. Her headache will go away itself slowly. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.